This morning on WCHL, some officials in the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system are worried about minority teachers being singled out for unfair scrutiny.
We have the largest number ever of teachers of color hired for the district. 51 is definitely a record-breaking number. I'm very, very happy about that.
Chapel Hill is 2 to 3 months away from naming its new fire marshal. And in the meantime, a 25-plus year veteran will hold that position on an interim basis.
We had an open recruitment, and we saw some pretty good candidates, but we want to make sure, you know, we get the best fit.
And the numbers are in on the Interfaith Council's RSVVP Day. Those stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And in WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina won't have to travel far for its bowl game this year. Tar Heels are headed to the Belt Bowl in Charlotte, and the Panthers couldn't keep their win streak alive versus the Saints last night. And
whatever the new bowl system is, it can't be any worse than the one that's ending.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06 to WCHL, 35 degrees, just a few degrees above freezing here. And not as cold today. Areas of fog this morning. That's the main problem. You can't see very far in front of your car when you're traveling. And the roads are slick after all the drizzle and rain we've had over the weekend. High today, about 45 degrees. Randy Voller serves his last day in office today as the mayor of Pittsburgh. He, of course, is also the chairman of the North Carolina Democratic Party. And Mayor Voller, I say that because this is my last opportunity to do so, I suppose. Mayor Voller joins us now. And Mayor, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ron. It's always great to be on your show.
What does the future hold for you as you leave your seat as the mayor of Pittsburgh?
Well, today we're going to have a swearing-in ceremony for the new mayor, Bill Terry, and the board members elected, Mike Fielka and Pam Baldwin. We haven't had a gavel handoff here in quite a while, so that's going to be fun. I think Judge Carl Fox is going to come down here and do the swearing-in ceremony. And as far as the future, I'm going to be working hard in 2014 on trying to elect Democrats up and down the ballot.
Before we get to the details on all of that, what are you most proud of when you look back over your term as mayor of Pittsburgh?
Well, I think I'm most proud of the fact that came into office and recognized a number of issues that needed to be addressed, and we got them done. I mean, people expect that you provide clean water. We had an issue in town where our water system was not up to par. Working with our staff and our town board, we put a lot of time and investment into it, and now we produce some of the best water in the region. And I think if you're an elected official and you see problems and you're able to actually address them and provide value to the citizens, I think that's the most rewarding. And you know, that's just one example, but I think from a basic level, supposed to provide clean water, a place to get rid of your waste, pick up the trash, make sure that the town's a nice place and that you grow, and we've accomplished all those things in the last 8 years.
Maybe one of the most visible accomplishments is that ordeal that everybody in Pittsburgh went through for a long time, rebuilding the courthouse after that unfortunate fire.
Well, yes, Ron. I think that's probably one of the issues that when I travel the state, everybody brings that up, because no matter where you are, where I go in the state, people know Pittsburgh because of the courthouse. They've been through town, either on 64 going east to west or 15501 north-south or 87 north-south. And when the courthouse burned, it was essentially a symbol of our town. And the day it burned, I was out on the street with the smoke kind of billowing, and I said, we're going to rebuild this and revitalize downtown. I had no idea how long it would take. And frankly, it was a county, it's a county building, so they had to take the lead on it. But I knew that I had to get up on a soapbox and say, we're not going to tear this down. We're going to rebuild, and, you know, here we are in 2013, and it's more beautiful than ever.
Well, you mentioned, congratulations on that, because it really is beautiful. And you mentioned that you wanted to get Democrats elected. What specifically are you going to do to go about that? And what do you want to see happen in the state legislature?
Well, those are two very interesting questions, Ron. I mean, specifically...
Well, one, I suppose, would lead to the other.
Specifically, I think that we need to have a democratic revival across the state where people feel good about getting involved in their local communities and their elections. So I'm going to be working hard on rebuilding and putting time and effort into local parties from all 100 counties. As far as the legislature, given the performance of last year, I just hope the legislature takes time off this year to do nothing. Or perhaps try to go fix what they did last year. But we certainly took a hit on the brand of North Carolina on the basis of a lot of the laws that were passed that were mostly influenced by ALEC and other groups. I just hope they just take time to reflect on the damage they've done and try to fix it. But it's a short session.
What is the most important thing for people to focus on heading into the 2014 election?
Well, obviously the biggest race is going to be the Senate race. That's going to be the sexy race, and people need to focus on that. But really, you've got to focus on everything from county commissioner on up to the U.S. Senate. Of course, North Carolina is a swing state in regards to the U.S. Senate. There are two races in the country, Louisiana and North Carolina, that are going to be very close. And frankly, the balance of the U.S. Senate could come down to those races in theory. And we all know that that's going to influence who gets through the Senate for confirmations and various other very important workings of the Senate. And the last couple of years of President Obama's administration could be severely affected if the Senate were to flip. So people need to pay attention to that race. But they've got to pay attention all the way down to their local races. And one of the problems you see is that folks have a habit of voting only in presidential years and not voting in other years. They've got to take it seriously and vote in every election, whether that's municipal elections, federal elections, or state elections.
We're talking to Randy Voller. And Randy, what about you? I know that politics is a big part of your life. Running for office in the future, how about it?
Well, Ron, people have been asking me about that for a while, especially as there have been some openings in the last couple of years, and I had made commitments, which is why, to other folks, which is why I didn't jump in. But I'll be mulling over what my options are, but the number one focus for me this coming year will be to be electing other people and serving them. After 2014, where the dust settles, I'll think long and hard about what I want to do after 2014.
Fair enough. Thank you for joining us today, and I'll say it one more time, Mayor Voller. I guess I can't say that tomorrow, but congratulations.
Well, I think that you inherit some title going forward. I think when you address your card, it says honorable or something. It's kind of funny, but you know, it's an honor to serve people in your community, and I was trying to tell some folks yesterday at the Christmas parade, I said, you know, there's that moment before you get into public office, and then there's the moment when you've been elected, and it's kind of like jumping into the deep end of a pool and having no idea what it's going to be like. Because once you've been in public office, your life changes. And I think the good thing about it, you meet a lot of people that you never would have met, and you're able to expand essentially your outlook on life. So I've enjoyed it. It's been an honor. And I think sometimes you have to I didn't run again, and in part because I thought, you know, you've got to be able to hand the gavel up back to people. Sometimes people stay in it too long.
Well, Randy, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll look forward to talking with you in the future, whatever's happening.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate it.
All right. Randy Voller, retiring as the mayor of Pittsburgh, but certainly not retiring, and always fun to talk politics with Mayor Voller. It is 8:13 at WCHL. In other news this morning, Chapel Hill Harbor City School System has recruited a record number of minority teachers this year, but administrators are worried that some are being singled out for unfair scrutiny. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
The Human Resources Department of the Chapel Hill Carborough School System is celebrating some recent accomplishments, including recruiting a record-breaking 260 teachers to staff the new Northside Elementary and the Frank Porter Graham Bilingual Magnet. Teacher Recruitment Coordinator Mary Gunderson told the school board last week that total includes 51 minority teachers.
We had the largest number ever of teachers of color hired for the district. 51 is definitely a record-breaking number. I'm very, very happy about that.
African American, Asian, and Latino students make up 47% of the student body in the Chapel Hill-Carrboro school system. School officials have long sought to increase diversity in the classroom by hiring teachers who reflect the makeup of the wider community. But administrators say they've heard of a disturbing trend that's making some minority teachers in the district feel less welcome. Here's Human Resources Executive Director Arazi Adkins.
The teachers of color felt that they were being treated differently, negatively, than non-teachers of color. This was particularly true of new teachers who, as we mentioned, we worked so hard to recruit in the first place.
Adkins says minority teachers she talked to felt some parents were scrutinizing them unfairly.
In many, many cases, the overwhelming majority cited a small number of prominent parents. In some cases, it was just one or two parents were negatively targeting them in subtle ways. For example, questioning their credentials or nitpicking teaching strategies or communication style, etc. Complaints filed with school administration without talking to the teachers first.
In the past year, Adkins told the board she's received three requests to document teacher credentials, each to an African-American educator. That's triple the number of credential requests she received in the 4 years she worked for the Alamance Burlington school system, a district twice the size of Chapel Hill-Carrboro.
Our teachers and administrators of color are subjected to closer scrutiny than non-teachers of color, and that's simply not fair, not just, it's not right, and it's not equitable.
To combat this trend, Adkins says administrators have launched a support group for minority teachers in the district and are collaborating with a variety of professional organizations for educators. She says it's also important for the entire community to recognize the problem.
We're going to enlist the support of our great parents who recognize the signs of inequity to work to drown out the small number of voices who are determined to target teachers and administrators of color. And I really want to highlight that because it really is a small number of people, the overwhelming majority of our parents and community members. Probably this is alarming and disturbing to them, too.
This comes to light at a time when the district is already struggling to recruit and retain qualified teachers. The local teacher turnover rate has increased to 14.47% this year, the highest it's been in nearly a decade. Adkins says North Carolina's low teacher salaries are driving many to look for jobs in other states or other professions. Currently, the state ranks 46th in the nation for teacher salaries. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You heard from Pittsburgh Mayor Randy Voller in his last day. Coming up, you're going to hear from Lydia Lavelle, the newly installed mayor of Carrboro. That is on the way next, 8:17 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Carmill Carrboro. Tired of the same old shopping experience? Well, shop the unique and local stores of Carmill, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays. Shop Carmill Carrboro. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between NZ86 and Manning Drive, seeing some delays right now. Just minor there. NC54 heading eastbound and westbound, seeing minor to heavy delays between 15501 and I-40. Also, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard heading northbound from Estes Drive up to about Homestead Road, seeing minor delays there as well. And Estes Drive heading eastbound from 15501 to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, seeing some minor delays as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly right now out on the roadways. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Go see Berkeley Grimble there today. If you are thinking about popping the question, you want to get married? Well, you got to get an engagement ring, and you can find one at Grimble Jewelers, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, and you can find them easily. They're right next door to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, 36 degrees in Chapel Hill, 35 in Carrboro, also 36 in Hillsboro this morning. Not quite as cold as yesterday, but we still have the fog hanging around, may be there for a while in some spots. Occasional drizzle and rain likely today, mostly in the form of drizzle. High today in the middle 40s. Chance of rain is 70%. Tonight, also 70% chance of rain continuing. Low tonight in the low 40s. Still get the fog, probably starting after midnight and continuing into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, after we deal with the fog, we'll have rain pretty much all day, 90% chance, high about 48, so a few degrees warmer at least. Tomorrow night, really cold, clear skies, but cold, with the lows in the middle 20s. So we are definitely in for some cooler weather.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Carborough's new mayor says she's settling in after a whirlwind week of activity. Lydia Lavelle took the oath of office on Tuesday of last week, surrounded by family, friends, and colleagues.
It was a really special night to have all of those people there to kind of witness me taking the oath of mayor and to send me off into this journey as mayor. It was a little bit overwhelming, actually, but today I'm grounded and back down to earth.
Lavelle is Carborough's 23rd mayor, the third woman to hold that office, and the first openly lesbian mayor in the state. She says she's proud to continue Carborough's tradition of progressive policies, but she also recognizes that the political climate in the North Carolina General Assembly has changed dramatically in the past few years since Republicans took control of the state legislature.
When the Democrats were slightly more in power, a lot of those ideas were able to come to fruition. And what's been particularly frustrating the last year or two is that the door has been completely shut, or even we've gone backward in some of these areas where we were able to do things at the local level that we're now no longer able to do. And that's been very frustrating for those of us in local government.
Carborough was the first municipality in North Carolina to extend domestic partner benefits to same-sex couples. While that town policy remains in place, it may be negatively impacted by the passage of the state's Amendment 1, which defines marriage only as a union between a man and a woman. Nonetheless, Lavelle says she and other local leaders will continue to fight for progressive ideals in general and for marriage equality specifically.
Wherever we can push it, we will. Wherever we can advocate, we will. And I think we're definitely going to continue to see progress in the area of marriage between people of the same sex in the years to come.
Lavelle's first task as mayor is to oversee the process for filling her vacant seat on the Board of Aldermen. The board will hold a special meeting tomorrow night to decide whether to appoint a new member or hold a special election at the same time as the May primary. WCHL News Time, 8:21. And time now for WCHL Championship Sports. It's brought to you by GEICO. Good morning, I'm Ryan Sutz. The Tar Heels will be bowling in Charlotte. UNC has accepted an invitation to represent the Atlantic Coast Conference in the 2013 Belt Bowl on Saturday, December 28th, 3 days after Christmas, in Bank of America Stadium. 6-6 Carolina will face 9-3 Cincinnati of the American Athletic Conference at 3:20 in the afternoon. That game will be on national television on ESPN. Coach Larry Fedora said he was excited for his team, especially the seniors, who fought through some early season adversity and won 5 of the last 6 games to become bowl eligible. Tar Heels will be hoping to improve upon their rather sour history in Charlotte postseason play. Carolina will be making its 4th appearance in the bowl hosted in Charlotte, but will be seeking a first win. UNC lost to Boston College 9 years ago, West Virginia 5 years ago, and Pittsburgh 3 years ago, or 4 years ago. Tar Heels made history just to get to the bowl season. They're only the 6th team since the regular season expanded to 12 games in 2006 to start the season at 1-5 and then make a bowl game. And only Rutgers in 2008 came from a BCS conference. Bearcats of Cincinnati will make their second appearance in the Belt Bowl after downing Duke last year 48-34 at Bank of America Stadium. More generally, the Tar Heels certainly are to be congratulated for making it into a bowl, and these seniors and the guys playing their last game certainly are to be commended for going through a lot of transitions with that Carolina football program to get where they are now. Johnny Manziel might play his final college game in the Chick-fil-A Bowl, and you know the defense that'll be opposing him, Duke. Number 20, Texas A&M, led by Heisman Trophy winner Johnny Manziel, will face number 22, Duke, in the New Year's Eve Bowl at the Georgia Dome. The announcement was made last night. Manziel is a third-year sophomore, making him eligible to enter the 2014 NFL Draft. We don't know what he's going to do. Texas A&M finished 8-4, but the Aggies lost their final two games to LSU and Missouri, losing out on a shot at playing in a game on January 1st. Duke finished with 10 wins, a surprising Coastal Division winner in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Blue Devils, of course, routed this past weekend by top-ranked Florida State 45-7 in the league championship game. And the Carolina Panthers lost last night down in New Orleans. Awfully tough to play in the dome. Drew Brees passed for 313 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Saints beat Carolina 31-13 in last night. It was a pretty dominant game. to regain sole possession of first place in the NFC South and snap the Panthers' win streak at 8 games. Panthers started out really well with 2 really impressive opening drives, but they were only able to get field goals out of those 2 drives and then only 1 touchdown very late in the game. So final score 31-13. Cam Newton, Panthers quarterback, was sacked 5 times last night. And Panthers didn't score a touchdown until 5:15 left. And the winner of the College Cup in women's soccer, UCLA, they got their first NCAA women's soccer title on Sunday, scoring in the 97th minute to lift the UCLA Bruins past Florida State, 1-0 in overtime, cold and rainy conditions. I mention that because UCLA is a team that knocked out Carolina. Florida State, also out of the ACC, finished its season. After having a 9-game win streak, they end with this loss in the championship game and finish at 23-2-3. So congratulations, UCLA, for winning that championship. It is 8:25. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Now back to football. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Whatever the new bowl system is, it can't be any worse than the one that's ending. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. So 6-6 Carolina goes to the Belk Bowl, as expected, and tries to win the game that it lost twice when it was the Muffler Bowl or the Tire Bowl or the Oil Change Bowl. Cincinnati is no slouch, but the Tar Heels' best effort should beat the Bearcats, who beat Duke in the same bowl a year ago. The Blue Devils, by the way, get to end their season with another blowout loss against Johnny Football and Texas A&M in the old Peach Bowl in Atlanta. Good luck with that one, Duke. The rest of the bowl schedule is too many games, teams in the wrong places, and will result in hundreds of thousands of empty seats because every one of these bowls is on TV. Thankfully, the old conference alliances are changing or ending, and we shouldn't have the wrong teams in the wrong bowls when the new 4-team playoff begins next year. Let me cite a few examples. How the heck is Clemson in the Orange Bowl when the Tigers lost their 2 most important games by wide margins, blown out at home by Florida State and losing for a 5th straight time to South Carolina? No one in his right mind would award Clemson the Orange Bowl, but since FSU is in the BCS championship game, the ACC can still send a team to Miami if ranked in the top 15 of the BCS standings. Clemson finished 13th. Congratulations, Dabba Dabba Doo and the Tigers. Central Florida, in what's left of the old Big East football conference, gets the automatic bid to the Fiesta Bowl because the new AAC champion retained the old Big East spot in the BCS. Why? Again, I have no earthly idea. But Central Florida, which barely beat Pewee Smewee Saturday, gets to play Baylor and is likely blown out by the Bears' high-octane offense and ideal conditions in Phoenix. The Sugar Bowl has a good matchup between Oklahoma and Alabama. And in the Rose Bowl, Stanford plays Michigan State, which celebrated after winning the Big Ten championship like it had truly earned a trip to Pasadena, when truth is, Sparty was going anyway, because had they lost to Ohio State, the Buckeyes were in the BCS title game against Florida State instead of the Orange Bowl. You still with me? Don't blame you if you're not. In all, there are 34 bowl games, some with names like Royal Purple, Fight Hunger, Beef O'Brady, and of course the Go Daddy Bowl. Now you know how 6-6 gets you into a bowl, and at least for Carolina's sake, that's a good thing for one more year. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Is your high school student looking to get a head start on college? We've got you covered at Durham Tech. Hi, this is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. If you'd like to earn college credit while you're still in high school, we've got 3 options for you. Visit durhamtech.edu/CCP to learn more. That's durhamtech.edu/CCP. Durham Technical Community College. Your future begins now.
It's holiday time at the Carolina Inn. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn. Enchanting decorations inspired by the traditional holiday song, The 12 Days of Christmas, are now on display throughout the Carolina Inn through January 2nd. Enjoy magnificently decorated trees, beautifully appointed holiday scenery, and events to keep you and your little ones entertained. Experience the magic of the season with the Carolina Inn. For more information, visit 12daysevents.com.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Top This. It's half off, $20 worth of food, available now for $10. If you haven't been to Top This yet, you're in for a treat. Top This provides high-quality sandwiches with an amazing variety of choices. Choose from 9 proteins, including premium Angus beef, in-house slow-roasted beef or pork, all-natural chicken breast, or even house-made chicken salad. With 6 different buns, 6 cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings, you can create the sandwich of your dreams. It's half off from Top This, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro. Weather, 35 degrees right now. Look for a high today of about 45. Not quite as cold today. Areas of fog this morning, of course. Drizzle and rain likely all day. 70% chance of rain. That will extend all the way through tonight. Our low tonight in the low 40s. Tomorrow we're looking at rain. 90% chance of it. High tomorrow in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow night, clear but very cold with a low down in the middle 20s.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM, WCHL, on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. A full-page open letter from top technology firms is addressed to the president, members of Congress. It's in the New York Times, Washington Post. 8 tech firms, from Google to Microsoft, Apple to Facebook to Twitter, say there's a need to reform government surveillance practices. The industry leaders, including AOL, Yahoo, and LinkedIn, say they'll keep using encryption technology to prevent unauthorized surveillance of their networks. Jesslyn Radick is with the Government Accountability Project.
I think they're on the same page here. I mean, their users obviously don't want their private data that's being collected by Yahoo and Google and AOL to go to the government.
And Radak says lawmakers may listen.
They have a huge amount of political clout in Washington, and they actually are some of the biggest donors to politicians in Washington. So I think Congress will definitely have to reckon with their voices and their concerns.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
36 degrees, 832 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Chapel Hill Carboro City Schools recruited a record number of minority teachers this year, but administrators are worried that some are being singled out for unfair scrutiny. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Human Resources Department of the Chapel Hill Carboro School System is celebrating some recent accomplishments, including recruiting a record-breaking 260 teachers to staff the new Northside Elementary and the Frank Porter Graham bilingual magnet. Teacher recruitment coordinator Mary Gunderson told the school board last week that total includes 51 minority teachers.
We have the largest number ever of teachers of color hired for the district. 51 is definitely a record-breaking number. Very, very happy about that.
African-American, Asian, and Latino students make up 47% of the student body in the Chapel Hill Carboro school system. School officials have long sought to increase diversity in the classroom by hiring teachers who reflect the makeup of the wider community. But administrators say they've heard of a disturbing trend that's making some minority teachers in the district feel less welcome. Here's Human Resources Executive Director Arazi Adkins.
The teachers of color felt that they were being treated differently, negatively, than non-teachers of color. This was particularly true of new teachers who, as we mentioned, we worked so hard to recruit in the first place.
Adkins says minority teachers she talked to felt some parents were scrutinizing them unfairly.
In many, many cases, the overwhelming majority cited a small number of prominent parents. In some cases, it was just one or two parents were negatively targeting them in subtle ways. For example, questioning their credentials or nitpicking teaching strategies or communication style, etc. Complaints filed with school administration without talking to the teachers first.
In the past year, Adkins told the board she's received three requests to document teacher credentials, each time for an African-American educator. That's triple the number of credential requests she received in the 4 years she worked for the Alamance-Burlington school system, a district twice the size of Chapel Hill-Carborough.
Our teachers and administrators of color are subjected to closer scrutiny than non-teachers of color, and that's simply not fair, not just, it's not right, and it's not equitable.
To combat this trend, Adkins says administrators have launched a support group for minority teachers in the district and are collaborating with a variety of professional organizations for educators. She says it's also important for the entire community to recognize the problem.
We're going to enlist the support of our great parents who recognize the signs of inequity to work to drown out the small number of voices who are determined to target teachers and administrators of color. And I really want to highlight that because it really is a small number of people. The overwhelming majority of our parents and community members, probably this is alarming and disturbing to them too.
This comes to light at a time when the district is already struggling to recruit and retain qualified teachers. The local teacher turnover rate has increased to 14.47% this year, the highest it's been in nearly a decade. Adkins says North Carolina's low teacher salaries are driving many to look for jobs in other states or other professions. Currently, the state ranks 46th in the nation for teacher salaries. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Fire Department has named retired Fire Captain Doug Kelly as its interim fire marshal. Public Information Officer Lisa Edwards says Kelly served at the Chapel Hill Fire Department for more than 25 years and will serve as interim fire marshal for the next 60 to 90 days. She says the department hopes to be able to fill the permanent position by then.
We had an open recruitment and we saw some pretty good candidates, but we want to make sure, you know, we get the best fit for our department and our community because that particular position interacts with the community so much.
The fire marshal is responsible for the life safety division of the fire department, one in which Chapel Hill has been working short on staff. Matt Lawrence moved from the fire marshal position to deputy chief of operations. Deputy Fire Marshal Dace Bergen has been serving as interim fire marshal since way back in January.
The plan was he would just serve as interim until we found a permanent.
The Chapel Hill Fire Department operates from five fire stations around the town and staffs nearly 100 employees. Its budget is upwards of $7 million, and it's responsible for protecting more than $7 billion worth of property, of which nearly $5 billion belongs to UNC. With the holiday season upon us again, the fire department begins its Keep the Wreath Green campaign to prevent residential fires. During the Keep the Wreath Green campaign, the department displays an illuminated wreath on the front of Fire Station Number 1 on Martin Luther King Boulevard. The wreath will be lit with all green lights, but for each residential fire that occurs, a red light will go in its place. Chapel Hill Fire Department Public Information Officer Lisa Edwards says they hope the wreath encourages fire safety with everyone.
Our strategy and our goal is as people drive by and they see the wreath and all of the bulbs are green, we want to remind people to practice as much home fire safety as possible so we can keep the wreath green.
The Chapel Hill Fire Department releases a lot of information on how to keep your home safe from fires during the holiday season when many people are using lights, candles, and fireplaces and other things more often. Edwards says research shows that December is the month for fire.
When we pull data from the United States Fire Administration report, it shows us that the highest incident of resident fires happen in December.
You can help avoid holiday fires by not overloading circuits with lights for decorations, keep trees away from open flames or a direct heating source, and please be careful when you're cooking those holiday foods. Edwards says they hope to repeat the results from last year. And there were no red lights.
We hit the mark last year with no residential fires during the month of December, first time ever. And so we're looking for that again this year.
If you'd like more information on how to prevent fires at your house during the holiday season, view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. A blast of snow and ice last month threatened to put a damper on the Interfaith Council's annual RSVVP Day fundraiser, but IFC Executive Director John Dorward says in spite of the bad weather, the event went off without a hitch.
Actually went very well. You may remember that talking about ice and stuff, we had a little snow, and we thought that might hurt, but it has not. The people in town got out, they went out, and they ate. We've collected from over half of the restaurants at this point, and the total that I looked at the other day was 12,000. $1,500 worth. Most of the restaurants have turned in more money this year than they did last year. And last year we had pretty decent weather.
RSVVP Day is one of the IFC's biggest annual fundraisers, with more than 100 restaurants in our community donating 10% of their daily proceeds to the IFC food programs. This year marks the 25th annual RSVVP Day. Last year's event raised more than $20,000. Kudos to Irene Brigman, who started this whole project many years ago and still is very active in it, recruiting all the restaurants and all the businesses to participate. The Interfaith Council is perhaps Chapel Hill's best-known organization that serves those in need. And with holiday season now in full swing, they're stepping up their efforts here at the last, leading up to the holidays, to make sure no one in the area goes hungry. Norwood says they provided meals on Thanksgiving to more than 400 families, and they're hoping to serve even more than that at Christmas time. IFC officials are asking for donations to help the cause. Norwood says a little goes a long way.
$25 gives you a meal, an entire meal, everything that they need for a Christmas dinner.
They're also seeking donations of canned and non-perishable food for the IFC Food Pantry. To find out how you can contribute, visit the IFC online at ifcweb.org. And news around town this morning. An exciting annual workshop is coming up for people interested in the farming business. People Learning Agriculture Now for Tomorrow is a workshop hosted by the Orange County Cooperative Extension Agency. The Triangle's vibrant food scene attracts people interested in starting a farm business to the Triangle. The workshops are designed to give those people the opportunity to learn farm business skills from local, experienced farmers. The workshops will be held every Wednesday night from January 8th through the end of February. You do not have to be a resident of Orange County to attend. If you'd like more information or to register for the workshops, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. And this special note this morning on WCHL. If you're looking for a women's boutique that has it all, Fine Feathers is where you need to be. Located in the heart of Chapel Hill, down at University Square on West Franklin Street, Fine Feathers will have you feeling fabulous from head to toe. Shop for women's apparel, accessories, as well as skincare, and get timeless looks appropriate for any age. Today only, if you visit the WCHL Facebook page, you can enter to win a chance to win a Fine Feathers gift card. Perfect timing for some holiday shopping. Enter now for a chance to win. Again, go to WCHL's Facebook page. 841 at WCHL.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
Since 1975, Southern Season, with over 70,000 unique offerings and hard-to-find local products, has something for everyone. Whether looking for a loved one or 100 valued employees, our friendly and knowledgeable staff will make your shopping experience enjoyable. Visit today. Start with a meal at Weathervane, and then let us help you select a gift or make a gift basket especially for you. Southern Season, Chapel Hill's gift-giving destination for almost 40 years. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive, Chapel Hill.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
36 degrees, foggy. Roads a little slick out there this morning. Big chance of rain all day today. 844 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is John Hewer. On Thursday, December 5th, the Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education approved a resolution sponsored by the Orange County Peace Coalition calling on Congress and President Obama to bring our war dollars home. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board joined the Orange County Commission and the town boards of Chapel Hill and Carborough in calling on our representatives to reorient our national spending priorities from war to sustainable, equitable communities. Also on December 5th, the world bid farewell to Nelson Mandela, who died at the age of 95. Mr. Mandela, the former president of South Africa, accomplished the seemingly impossible task of dismantling the racist apartheid regime in South Africa and remains an inspiration to all of us, especially our schoolchildren. I wonder how many of our kids know that 940 North Carolinians were arrested during the Moral Monday protests at the state capitol this spring and summer, and what they think about it. But we need citizens willing to risk their safety, even their freedom, to challenge injustice. And we need forthright action from our local governing boards, like the Chapel Hill Carborough Board of Education, the towns of Carborough and Chapel Hill, and the Orange County Commission, to inform our state and national leaders of our demands for justice. This is John Hewer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 WCHL.
You know, there are lists of the worst Christmas gifts ever. You can look them up online. And it's a long list. Can you imagine a man giving his one for Christmas? A barbecue, snow pants, coffee mugs, even tubes of mustard? Hey, you can't make these things up. Now, if you have given her a tube of mustard or a fruitcake, you are a fruitcake. And we can make up for all those past mistakes in one fell swoop. Yes, one smooth move, just one gift that rocks her down to her toenails. Yes, in mere minutes, men, we can turn you from a fruitcake into the man. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. Now, you get your former fruitcake of a self in here. In minutes, you'll have the gift that will never end up on any list of the worst Christmas gifts ever. Why does it matter? Well, do you remember what happened after you gave her the snow pants? Do you remember how long it happened? That's what I'm talking about. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, and we are open Mondays through December. Grimble Jewelers, be on the right list this Christmas.
Are you in a hamburger mood? Buns of Chapel Hill is serving up the best flippin' burgers in town 7 days a week. Voted the best burger in Chapel Hill by readers of the Independent Weekly, the Daily Tar Heel, the Chapel Hill News, Chapel Hill Magazine, and ChapelBurrow.com. Located right in the heart of downtown on Columbia Street, just steps away from Franklin, and online at BunsOfChapelHill.com. Buns of Chapel Hill will put you in the mood.
Always on the go? Let the design team at Best Tile make your next remodeling project a breeze. Our personal designers are here to help make your vision a reality. No muss, no fuss. And with a huge selection from around the world, you're sure to find the perfect tile right here without having to scour the triangle. With Best Tile, you don't have to put your life on hold to make your home beautiful again. Best Tile, local store, global selection, at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or find us online at besttile.com.
Looking for unique gifts this holiday season? We've got you covered at the Vietri Outlet Store, where you can find one-of-a-kind Italian handcrafted dinnerware, glassware, flatware, and home decor, all up to 80% off retail. Come visit during our extended holiday hours, Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays 1 to 5. Red Window, the furniture boutique owned by the late Elizabeth Edwards, will also be selling selling its inventory of unique home furnishings at 50 to 80% off retail. Please visit Vietri.com for more details. Ciao!
It's 8:48 at WCHL's Ron Stutz, and remember to catch Aaron Keck on the radio this afternoon between 3 and 7 p.m. with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. Anything that happens throughout the day, anything that's going on right here in our community, that's the place you can find it late in the day. Aaron Keck with the WCHL afternoon news, followed by the WCHL evening news right here on WCHL. And as always, all of our news stories, sports stories, and a lot more on our website at chapelboro.com.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
At Bailey Sports Grill, we have over 35 flat screens, 36 draft beers, and a wide variety of food selections. But we are not just Chapel Hill's best sports grill. With two large private rooms, we are also the perfect place to host your party. Birthday parties, holiday parties, retirement parties, sports team parties, game watch parties, graduation parties, any party. Located in Rams Plaza on the corner of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Come see us at Bailey's and join the best party in town.
Wondering what Obamacare means for you? Planned Parenthood can help. We are hosting an open house on Tuesday, December 10th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at our Chapel Hill Health Center located at 1765 Dobbins Drive. We will have a presentation, refreshments, and an opportunity to schedule an appointment with a certified application counselor who can assist you in enrolling. For more information or for questions, call 919-929-5402. Thank you, WCHL, for caring about the community.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, where you can register to win UNC Duke basketball tickets. All you have to do is like them on their Facebook page, and you're eligible. Enter now for a chance to win. And also check out other special offers from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Got some great big beans over there, I'll tell you that much. Traffic moving along pretty well this morning, considering the fact that the roads are a little slick. It's been wet out there, and we've had a lot of fog, but no major problems to report this morning. Listen, anytime throughout the day, if you spot anything that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Let us know about major traffic problems, and we'll pass along the word. Or you can also tweet us at WCHL, whatever you decide to do. Please do it safely. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Carmill Carborough. Tired of the same old shopping experience? Shop the unique and local stores at Carmill, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Shop local for the holidays. Shop Carmill. 36 degrees in Chapel Hill, 35 this morning in Carborough. Not quite as cold as was yesterday. Areas of fog still hanging around this morning. After the fog clears away, we'll have a rainy, drizzly day. High today about 45, and that's about it. Chance of rain is 70% all day. Also, 70% chance of rain tonight. More rain on the way. Low tonight about 42, and some fog rolling in again. We'll have to deal with that fog first thing in the morning. And then rain tomorrow, even stronger chance, 90% chance of rain tomorrow. Our high tomorrow in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, clearing up, but colder with the lows down in the middle 20s. And then on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 40s. Coming up on WCHL, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
36 countries, 150 artisan groups, a world of handmade treasures, and one place to discover them all. 10,000 villages, home decor, jewelry, gifts, all one of a kind, fashioned one at a time.
At 10,000 Villages, each item tells a story.
When somebody else takes that beautiful item, I want to carry that beauty to them.
They're gifts that give twice, because 10,000 Villages is a fair trade retailer providing sustainable income to artisans in developing countries.
Fair trade has been the possibility to have what we have now.
Enriching their lives while bringing exotic elegance into yours. Surprise your senses. Express your style. Experience the new. Step into 10,000 Villages.
I feel very beautiful making these products, and I want all our customers to feel beautiful wearing them.
Find holiday gifts and decor with meaning at 10,000 Villages in Chapel Hill.
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM. Chapel Hill Carboroughs News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
All right, Coach, and congratulations on getting into the Belt Bowl in Charlotte. The Tar Heels will play Cincinnati on December the 28th in Charlotte, Bank of America Stadium. Quite an amazing accomplishment for this Tar Heel football team after starting 1-5 to end the season with 6-6 mark. And, of course, we'll have the game for you right here on WCHL. It's also nationally televised 3 days after Christmas on ESPN. Good luck to the Tar Heels. Let's wrap it all up with a big win. You remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond? A word that you hear a lot. And it is basically from another language, really. Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, if you know the word of the day, if you can give me the definition, and if you can spell it correctly. I'll give you a $10 gift card from Cruisers. And the word of the day is always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Your number to call right now, 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today is WCHL Hometown Hero. Actually, six people in our community who have gone over and above to do things for other people in our community. Jan Bullock is with us. She is the founder and organizer of Blanket Orange County. And first of all, who are these people?
Rosemary Waldorf, Susan Rita, Farley Bernholtz, Gail Claris, Kim Solomon, and Cindy Blackburn.
Wow, those are some pretty impressive people. I happen to know them. And what is Blanket Orange County all about?
We have an annual blanket drive. We collect new and used blankets from people all over town. And these volunteers, each of them is in charge of a drop-off location. So they deliver the box, they put up the flyers, they talk to the person in charge, get publicity going, and then pick up blankets constantly and then deliver them to the homeless shelter.
It's all about keeping people warm during the winter weather.
Rosemary Waldorf has been helping for 5 years, and Susan Rita, this is her third year. Farley Bernholtz, Gail Claris, and Kim Solomon, this is their second year, and Cindy Blackburn just joined us this year.
Wow. Well, these are some people who are real movers and shakers in our community who take the time to do this very important work to keep people warm, and it's really great that they're able to devote so much time to it.
Yes, it is. They do it all on their own time. There is really nothing in it for them other than having fun. It is a fun group, and feeling good about keeping other people warm.
Well, as you know, we don't normally recognize so many people at once. Normally, we do one or two WCHL Hometown Heroes at the time, but today, we just felt compelled to do all half dozen of these folks because they're so special and they do so much in our community. And Jan Bullock, thank you for nominating all of them for recognition.
And I just want to thank those volunteers one last time. We're trying to collect about 200 blankets over the next week, and they're going to be mighty busy. I hope everybody will step up and help them.
For more details, go to blanketorangecounty.com. Congratulations to all of our WCHL Hometown Heroes. Cindy Blackburn, Kim Solomon, Gail Claris, Farley Bernholtz, Susan Rita, and Rosemary Waldorf. You all make the Chapel Hill Carboro Orange County community an even better place to live.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring. Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays.
Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
Congratulations, Ruth Stone, who called in with the word of the day. It is faux, F-A-U-X. It means artificial or false.
Hi, I'm Drew Moore, chef, owner of Venable Rotisserie Bistro in historic Carr Mill. I've cooked in every type of restaurant from a mom and pop in Colorado to fine dining in Italy. My wife and I opened Venable to create the kind of place we wanted for our own date nights. A nice, casual restaurant where we could get a great burger and a bottle of wine with a friendly vibe and good service. I invite you to visit Venable and taste what I'm talking about.
Serving lunch and dinner with brunch Saturday and Sunday. Reservations available at VenableBistro.com.
Offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Top This. It's half off, $20 worth of food, available now for $10. If you haven't been to Top This yet, you're in for a treat. Top This provides high-quality sandwiches with an amazing variety of choices. Choose from 9 proteins, including premium Angus beef, in-house slow-roasted beef or pork, all-natural chicken breast, or even house-made chicken salad. With 6 different buns, 6 cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings, you can create the sandwich of your dreams. It's half off from Top This, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit DurhamTech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
36 degrees. It's going to rain all day.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. East Coast governors want the federal government to stop pollution generated in other parts of the country from reaching their states. Live to CBS News correspondent Gary Nunn.
Frank, 8 governors, all Democrats, targeting 9 Rust Belt and Appalachian states with coal-fired power plants and factories, asking the EPA to toughen pollution rules. But former Assistant EPA Administrator Jeffrey Homestead points out,
most of the air pollution, at least most of the ozone in the Northeast, comes from